joining us tonight. Jake chuckled. The elevator doors whooshed open, and he followed Trey inside.
Nice of you to share, but surely you can do without a woman for one night. I thought we'd do some catching up.
Trey grinned and shrugged.
Well, I guess I could try, but just 'cause we're such good friends.
The doors opened, and Jake exited the elevator, followed by Trey.
Down this way, Jake said, as he headed left down the hallway. I think they're the two at the end of the hall.
Danielle unzipped the vinyl cover and removed the aqua dress she intended to wear to the wedding tomorrow, then hung it in the closet. She heard male voices in the hall and peered out the peephole. Jake and Trey walked by her room.
Good heavens, they were on the same floor.
In fact, since hers was the second-to-last room from the end, they must be in the room next to hers, or across the hall from that one.
They were definitely still together, Danielle decided. They'd arrived together, and now it seemed they were in the same room.
She smiled. They'd been so in love in college, and that had had a big impact on her. She heard a door open, then click closed. Although she would love it if the men were free and single, and liked women, it made her heart swell to think that their relationship could last so long. She hadn't experienced much of that, relationships that lasted. Nothing in her life had been stable, and the thought that someone else could make a go of a relationship, could actually find another person to depend on, to love, and who loved him back, it made her feel a little better about the world.
Trey crossed the lobby toward the lounge, then stepped into the dimly lit room and glanced around.
When he'd called Jake to see if he was ready for dinner, Jake had needed another 20 minutes for a shower, so Trey had said he'd wait for him here.
Hey there.
Trey glanced around to see a woman with long, flowing blonde hair behind him.
Hello, Georgia. You look lovely this evening.
She'd changed from her uniform into a halter-style floral dress. The form-fitting bodice set off her slim figure. She was sexy and feminine, and definite interest sparkled in her grayish-blue eyes. He was interested, too, but he'd promised to spend the evening with Jake.
I just got off work, and when I saw you heading in here, I wondered if we could grab a drink together. Maybe dinner if you're free.
I'm meeting a friend for dinner, but...
He smiled and took her hand, then kissed it.
I could join you for a quick drink.
Jake entered the lounge and saw Trey sitting at a table in the corner. Jake's heart still clenched whenever he saw Trey. His warm brown eyes that glittered with golden specks. His strong square jaw. His full sensual lips. Even the glint of his diamond earring all reminded Jake of what he'd lost when Trey had decided to shift their relationship to one of friends rather than lovers. And the friendship had worked for the years they'd been in college when they'd shared a townhouse with Angela and Nikki. But now, they lived in the same town, even worked at the same place, yet hardly saw each other. Jake just found it too hard to see Trey and not be with him. As Jake walked across the room, a young woman with blonde hair approached Trey's table and sat down, setting her purse on a spare chair. Georgia from reception. Jake noticed two drinks on the table. Georgia said something to Trey, and he laughed. Then he glanced up and saw Jake approach the table.
Jake, you remember Georgia?
Of course.
He smiled, but inside, jealousy swirled through him. Trey would no doubt have chosen to spend a casual evening of sex with this woman if Jake hadn't already booked the evening with him. And why not? She was beautiful and sexy. Hell, if Trey hadn't been interested in her, Jake would have been. After all, there was no reason either one of them shouldn't pursue an attractive woman. It wasn't like there was anything between Jake and Trey anymore. Trey had totally moved on, Jake reminded himself, and dwelling on what might have been was a recipe for heartache.
Well, it's time for me to be off.